Life on the U.S. Coasts, page 69. Discover.
For me, first off, I'd say that the East Coast is New York. I mean, that's the first thing I think about. But then again, I'm from New York. No, I guess there's the 13 colonies. You know, the Pilgrims and all that, the beginning of the United States of America. This is where it began. Obviously, the Native Americans were here before, but the USA began here. I think of the Atlantic Ocean and the millions of Europeans who crossed it to start a new life here. Then, of course, there's the capital, Washington, D.C., the White House. Everyone knows our president lives on the East Coast. I guess you could say the East Coast stretches up as far as Maine and goes right down to Florida. Those places have nothing in common, though. Yeah, the East Coast is vast.
Everyone thinks of surfers and sandy beaches when they think of the West Coast, and that's true, I guess, to some extent. It really doesn't rain a lot in California. But we don't all spend our time hanging out at the beach, and if you're up north, the weather's really not so sunny. It's colder, and there's a lot of rain in places like Seattle. But, you know, it's a fact. The West Coast is a really cool place to live. There's the Hispanic influence. Did you know that San Diego is only 17 miles from the Mexican border? So, of course, a lot of people speak Spanish. And some people say the burritos here are the best in the country. Then there are places like, say, San Francisco, which is famous for its tolerance of different lifestyles. What's also amazing about the West Coast is that you can do anything. You can surf or hike or ski over here. We have everything. The countryside is spectacular.